This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. I am so busy right now posting on our Instagram a very important post. Go to Radio Law Talk. It's at Radio Law Talk on Instagram. So I'm going to see if it posted. It's very important that you look up our Instagram post. I'm going to it right now. This is important that you want to hear about at the very beginning. It's a picture of Todd Kuenin. He just saw it. Of our host, Todd Kuenin, and what he does during the show. I'm not talking the break, the show. And you've got to see what it looks like. It's at Radio Law Talk. So I'm not going to tell you. We're just laughing about it. Let's see. Todd sent me a text. He goes, this is what I'm doing while the show's going on. We're going to have a great show today. We're talking about the Elizabeth Holmes trial is starting out, and that is about the blood testing machine and Silicon Valley, and we're based out of California here. We, you know, Silicon Valley is right near our backyard. We know a lot of people down in the valley, and there's some interesting things. There's a lot of the big billionaire, millionaire tech people live down there, and her trial is starting. We're going to tell you why and what's going on. We're going to lay out the background for you, too. This is a very interesting case. Then we're going to talk about R. Kelly. Again, everyone's innocent until proven guilty, including Elizabeth Holmes and her partner. And then R. Kelly is innocent until proven guilty.
No!
Yeah, whether you believe it or not, that's the way we are. And we're going to have a case or no case. But remember, if you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com during the week if you want to email us. We're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice and all that preliminary stuff we have to go through in order to make this a show that is legitimate, right? Get ready, Cal, because the people are here for one reason and one reason only, as I say, and they're here for case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah!
All right, here we go. Andy Christman and his family drive every day on a gravel road that leads to their place in rural Minnesota, a road that has disappeared. No. It's a road they can see, and it's a road they can drive on, but it's a road that, according to the county, isn't there anymore. The Christmans bought the property and the road a few years ago, and the county maintained only a part of the roadway that stopped at the Christman property line. So they went to the county and said the rest of the road should be maintained. But the county said, you know, we haven't touched that road in over 40 years, and we're not going to fix it, and we're not going to maintain it. This made the Christmans livid. So they decided to get their big city lawyer and try to impose their views on their neighbors and the town when it comes to the road, which is the question I really ask you. Is this a case or no case, Denise Dirks? What say you?
Case.
Okay, go ahead.
I believe that it's a case. I believe that because the county had been maintaining the road prior, that they had a reasonable expectation that the county would continue to maintain that road. And if it used to exist on the county records as being a road, and now it has been taken off the county records, I find that very suspicious. And I'm going to say that it's a case, and the county has to put them back on the map. The road back on the map.
That's a good conclusion, Denise. Thank you. Mr. Penny, what do you think? Is this a case or not?
This is super easy because I know exactly what's going on here. Cal Hunter lives in a rural area, and he's ticked off at the county right now because
they've
got a bunch of potholes in the roads. I've been by the roads. They got little potholes, and they need to be repaired, and he's mad, and he's going to make a case or no case out of it. This is not a case. This is about Cal Hunter's life up in his Northern California little town. That's it. No case.
Well, Redding is not that little. hospital, and I actually have pavement by my house and, believe it or not, pavement all the way out to the bathroom. Anyway, okay. Okay.
That's nice.
Todd Kunin,
this case actually speaks to a very detailed conspiracy theory and the nefarious actions of government in trying to cover up a tragic accident when a chicken had crossed the road and was hit because it was not marked correctly. And to avoid liability, after they got rid of the chicken's body, which might have happened near a KFC, they went ahead and obliterated any evidence of the road so the chicken's next of kin, egg one, egg two, and the hen, would come along and they wouldn't even know where Dad Chicken was. Okay, this is no case.
No case.
I was like, what are you on about?
Well, a chicken did cross the road.
I was riffing.
And there was some interviews to why, and no conclusion.
A lot of Mountain Dew in him right now.
That's right.
A lot of Mountain Dew in him.
All right, so.
Let's find out what's going on.
Todd and Denise say no case.
No, I know. I say no case.
I said no case.
And Denise, you said.
Oh, yeah. Well, I said no case.
Wait, no, you said case.
Did I say case?
Yes, it was like your one word.
Oh, I said case, and they have to put the road back on the map.
Yes.
That's right. That's what you did. Okay, nobody's going to let you out of that, and we don't want to. For those of you who say this is a case, that would be Denise Dirks, and I say congratulations,
oh!
Denise Dirks.
I just took the lead, folks.
The court ruled. Now, this is interesting. The court ruled that the state of Minnesota has a 40-year law. If a municipality or county has not meddled with a road on private property within 40 years, they are no longer obligated. The Crispin's lawyer said that's a misapplication of the law, Your Honor. So they sit in their new home on land they cannot legally get to in a town with neighbors who are, shall we say, not exactly fond of them and their big city ideas. And yes, they plan to appeal. And yes, that is case or no case. So congratulations.
Cal, that's a great one. I like that. You got two good cases so far.
Next hour, one even better. The case of the pudgy lady, the sports bra, TikTok, and the gym.
Wait a minute. Say that again. Those four
the
words.
Pudgy lady.
TikTok.
Sports bra. And her gym.
Yeah. Sounds like a song.
Oh,
Todd,
is it?
We'll wake up a song.
I listen to country a lot.
Yeah.
I have to check. I'm tied with Fred because I didn't get 2 points. I only got one because I said they got the road map back on the map.
Yeah.
So I said case, and they won, but there's case.
That's a
one-pointer,
yeah. Good,
okay.
Good. Thank you, Denise, for being honest about that.
That is so awesome, Denise. You know what? This is just, we have so much fun.
Yeah.
I propose giving Denise an extra point just for honesty, because none of us would have caught that, but that's just me.
Or a half of a point.
I don't think that's fair, because you guys would never get that extra point.
I rescind my proposal since nobody seconded it in a timely fashion.
And I was very close to getting 2 points myself, so I don't want to be giving away points here.
That's why the saying of this show, it's the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth, because most of the time I'm going to change it, though, and say, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and rarely informative show on earth. How's that?
That's far more accurate.
That's more accurate? Okay.
Yes.
So if you think you're getting something out of this show, just turn it off. Turn everything off, because we're just having fun. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, we're going to cover a case here in a little bit about somebody that's in trouble because they promised more than they could actually deliver.
Right.
And, you know, we don't want to be running afoul of that principle ourselves.
Right.
So, yes, you're not going to learn anything here. You heard it here first.
You know what? I forgot. I'm going to do a shout out. I had an individual call me that says he almost never misses the show. Listens to it almost all the time. And I don't want to give his last name because some people don't like to be shouted out nationwide. But Steve P. is the last, for beginning with P. Thank you for being a listener every Saturday. He says he rarely misses it.
Appreciate that, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
We'll be back after this. We're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes' case. Come on.
Right there, we will continue with the big broadcast, and boy, is it a big broadcast, coming up in just a little bit, right here. Don't go away.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Commercial. commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
29. Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Great to be back to talk about the Elizabeth Holmes case. This is a very interesting case. This stems out of the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, where all the a lot of entrepreneur techs are or that people congregate to now is actually changing. A number of them are going to Texas and apparently Tennessee, but mainly Utah has what's called Silicon Slopes, they call it now. And a lot of the Bay Area people are moving to near Salt Lake City, Utah, in this place called Silicon Slopes. And there is Adobe's, one of their main headquarters is there. It is every, it's one of the fastest growing tech areas in the United States is this area in Utah. And the reason I say that, I've been there. And I have an office not too far from there. And why am I bringing all this up? Because Elizabeth Holmes came out of Stanford and has a very interesting background. Let me just say a few little things that people probably don't know. And just so you know, most of you probably have heard about her, but many of you have not. Very, very young lady at the age of 19 started her own business. But her father, she grew up in Washington, D.C., and that's where she was born. Her father, ready for this? You guys know what her father did? Cal, do you know what her father did?
An ambassador?
Nope. Denise, do you remember?
I know he wasn't president.
Nope. Todd, don't look it up. Todd, do you know?
He was a father.
Her dad was vice president of Enron. And if you guys know what Enron was, that was the famous...
that's another scandal.
Yeah, that's the company that went bankrupt for accounting fraud. And
he didn't oversee the pension plan, did he?
I don't know what
that
happened.
That would be problematic.
But dad was the vice president of Enron, which tells you she comes from a very, I'm going to say, well-to-do family, and I assume a very accomplished family. And she grew up and then went to Stanford University. She was at Stanford for 1 year. And while she was at Stanford, she met with a number of professors, and she did, what was she, Denise, engineering?
She was an engineer,
and she was there for 1 year. In fact, I've seen an interview with one of her former professors who she brought this early, this little business thing that she wanted to do. I'm trying to think of the name.
Real-time Cures.
That's right. Go ahead. So real-time what? It was called what?
Cures. C-U-R-E-S.
Right.
And that was out of Palo Alto.
That's right.
California.
That's right. So basically she had this little idea that she's going to take. And I guess it came from that the way she puts it, she didn't like needles. And so she, you know, wanted to get a little bit of blood and be able to take tests with a little bit of blood and find out information about you instead of drawing 2-3 pints, whatever they do. I hate that. You guys sit there and they stick the needle in. I don't like that. I'm telling you. And that it's the needle doesn't even hurt. That's not the thing. I have to look away. It's that you see the blood coming out into that little thing. I can't look at that or I'll just go. Aah.
Yeah, I get dizzy, kind of woozy.
Yeah, I don't like to see that.
And when they do it for me, they're taking out like 3 or 4 of those things. It's a lot.
And then it's like, why?
Wait, you're saying that lawyers don't like to see blood? Wait a minute.
We like to cause blood.
Okay. We just smell blood in the water.
Yes, that's right. We smell blood and we came after it. But
we usually aren't the victims of vampire-like behavior because out of professional courtesy, they leave us alone. And so it's foreign to us to actually see the blood being drawn from it. Actually, we're shocked that they even found any.
Well,
so, it was like that drop.
Yeah, go ahead. Draw my blood. Good luck finding something. Oh, wait. I do have blood. Wow.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, mealtime at the Cullen household. Nice.
But you know what we can do? We can smell blood. That's the that's usually what we've learned to do.
Yes.
So anyway, so she comes up with this great idea that she's going to get a drop of blood, and she's going to use a machine, and this machine's going to be able to tell a number of things and ailments that you have through this drop of blood. And you think about the technology, how fast technology's going. Again, I'm not jumping on her side, but she is innocent until proven guilty. And the technology... You know, of her saying, you know what, someday we're going to have where you just look at a drop of blood and that's all they're going to need. And they're going to be able to tell a lot of things instead of drawing out 3 pints or whatever, not pints. What do they call it? Little vials, 3 vials, 4 or 5 vials. I love it when they put the vials next to you. There's like 6 of them lined up. And I do. I go, what do you have 6 vials for? That's how much I'm drawing out. Oh, man. Hold on. Lay me down instead of me sitting up.
You know, she got this idea watching some episode of Star Trek.
That's exactly what I was saying.
You know, to look at it. Oh, yeah. Sure. So, he's got cancer. He's got 5 vertebrae out. He's got influenza. And apparently he's a jerk. He got all that from the blood.
And a low IQ.
That's right.
And the representation that was made was that she could test, or this machine could test, for 240 different types of diseases and defects, and that may not be true. That's pretty much what's coming down.
Of course, the disclaimer language, we test for it. Now, we don't pass those tests, but we do test for it. It's like an aptitude test.
That's interesting. So, so what happens is she starts this, brings this business up to a couple of her professors, one by the name of Phyllis Gardner at Stanford, and basically they said, it ain't going to work.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to work. Don't even try it, you know. But she finds an advisor in the dean of the School of Engineering by the name of Channing Robertson. And backs her idea. Now, I don't know if it's what Channing, is that a man or a woman? I don't know the name. But backs the idea and is one of the first board of directors on this. And at 19, she starts this business. At age 19, she quits Stanford. She goes 1 year, maybe a year and a half. She walks away from a Stanford education, which is crazy, and renames the company Theranos, right?
And a gifted public speaker, apparently.
Oh, well, and there's the argument about her voice, right, Denise?
That's right, because it's alleged that she liked to be Steve Jobs, right? That she respected him, and so she talked in that kind of a baritone-sounding voice and had black turtlenecks on, and the image that she gave was very cool and calm and collected. And plus, she's a very stunningly attractive woman.
But she would talk like this. Yes. To me, it's almost fake. I'm sorry, but I am not saying her family says it's not. But we'll be back. We're going to talk more about this interesting case.
I think we should do the rest of the show talking like this.
I believe
just for fun.
I'm in.
Denise's was the best.
Thank you, Denise. That was great. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk in just a little bit. Stay right there.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Former Arkansas Governor Republican Mike Huckabee was asked on Fox News whether this terrible Afghan story will go away soon.
It might, simply because the press lacks the curiosity and the natural cynicism that we need in the press in order to keep pressing the story. The fact is, they let Joe just turn his back and walk away. But to outsource their protection to the Taliban is like outsourcing your diet plan to Michael Moore. I mean, this is insane.
The U.S. Department of Energy announced Thursday it will utilize the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve to address fuel shortages in Louisiana because of Hurricane Ida. The exchange program allows oil refiners to borrow crude during declared emergencies and requires full repayment with interest at a later date. The exchange involves a release of 1.5 million barrels of crude to ExxonMobil. This is USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop whining. You are a loser.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Yeah, Elizabeth Holmes, that is not boring. Elizabeth Holmes, the of Theranos, we're talking about that case. We're laying the background on it. If you want to call in, it's 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. It's 855-529-7234. You know what? So we're talking about our history. And so she starts, you would love to hear our, and we're going to get into it in detail about what we talked about during the break. But so the company starts out and she's getting investors, right? And Todd brought up a good thing, a good point, which is they're called venture capitalists, not guaranteed capitalists. And there's a lot of companies, by the way, that start things out. And again, we're not on her side. We're arguing the defense side. Maybe the defense listens to us and they figure out. But this is some good arguments that we're saying.
Look, the hallmark of innovation is when somebody hears an expert, quote unquote, say, you can't do that. That will never work. And they come back and say, well, watch me. And then they make something happen that everybody said couldn't happen. She idolized Steve Jobs. Let's use that example. He was told, you're not putting 1,000 songs on a device about the size of a credit card. Watch me. And he did. Okay? And so she's looking at this. You're saying, I can't with a drop of blood go ahead and create a machine that diagnoses this? Well, I think we've got to start here and we get venture capitalist investors. Look, if you are a venture capitalist, by its very term, its very nature, you know there's a risk involved in the investment. Now, that's where it starts. So to the extent the government is trying to argue that she had to have a perfected product before anybody should have invested, and if she didn't, and people are going to look at that and start to come away with that idea, well, if we operated under that ideal, nothing would ever be invented, ever. Right. Ever.
That's exactly right. So she receives $92 million in venture capital money to in 2010 to get this thing rolling. Well, she's capitalist. Then she gains more of $92 million. And then she kind of kept it quiet. And then when they announced the big Walgreens, that they were going to go into Walgreens, right? Walgreens invested, I think, over $100 million into it, 100 and some odd million. And they started setting up Walgreens. You can come in and have a little booth thing, a little kind of booth there. You get tested, and that's when they kind of went viral. That's when
she effective, hit. Fred, it would revolutionize medicine right. as its practice, especially because right. Walgreens, remember, was just investing in getting clinics in each store. They right. haven't done that yet. They wanted to get right. clinics and then get this blood test, and boom, boom, it would just change the world.
Well, and only change the world, but guess what? If they get that, then they're going to have a lot more people walking in their store bet. And buying things. And so by that time, so 2004, she gets 92 million. By the end of 2010, I'm sorry, she had more than 92 million in venture capital money. Then it goes up more and more. She's actually building this company, and they got up to 800 employees. We're going to get what you know. We're going to go back and get into what you know where there's some issues in this case or with what she's trying to claim this machine did. And the machine's about the size of a printer that sits on your desk, right? Approximately that size, and it's supposed to do 200 and some odd different tests, and that was what their argument was. But guess what? It wasn't right, and it wasn't working perfectly. But again, that's the whole purpose of being a new tech company. How many different versions come out until things are right? So that's what she was working on. We're going to get into what their argument's going to be.
Well, they're still working on Windows.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Yeah, they're still working on a WordPerfect too, right?
There you go.
Yeah, I think that was a... So then she comes out in 2014. We're just going to lay this out, and I'm going to have Todd and Denise get into a couple of the details. And this is what I love. In 2014, Forbes put the value of Theranos at $9 billion.
Wow.
And she was one of the youngest. They noted her as the youngest entrepreneur to or a person to make be worth $1 billion in her own company. She by the 2014, her name appeared in 18 U.S. patents and in 66 foreign patents. They raised more than $400 million in venture capital by the time around 2014. So this thing was growing, and it was taking off. She had, you know, established they had agreements with Cleveland Clinic, which is a very well-known clinic for doing research and stuff like that. And she had up to 800 employees, and she's in the Bay Area. So build all that up. What happens, Denise, with the Wall Street Journal? What starts to occur?
Well, they start investigating.
Right. And why? Apparently, there are some employees that start to come to them and say, look, and come to this by the name of John Carreyrou, came to him and said, look, there are some issues with this machine that really does not work very well, and there's a lot of negative, you know, or false tests, and they start investigating. That's the Wall Street Journal. So,
right, and they find out that the machine is only being used in a very small amount of times. The testing's like instead of 240 different tests, it's kind of limited down to 15 different tests,
right.
And that it's not performing as well as it has been expected.
Yeah, I watched a program. I can't remember which program it was, and they interviewed one of the guys that actually he was a tech guy, and he said he was a little embarrassed by this, but he went in and to the Walgreens and got it tested, and it said he had diabetes, and he was in perfect health. He was a runner, and sure enough, his doctor said, no, let's get another test, and found out he did not have diabetes. But, you know, there's a lot of stories like that. So, but what happens is this investigation by the Wall Street Journal thinks there's some real issues there, and these whistleblowers are claiming, look, this is not working like she said it is.
Yeah, and what happened as a result of that investigation, the first time a governmental entity really stepped in, the first big one, was with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And the reason why it's the SEC is, look, anytime that you are getting investment dollars, people to invest in your business and they get a portion of the business or a return as a result of their investment, that's when the Securities Securities and Exchange Commission comes in. And
show me the money.
Exactly. And so what ended up happening as a result of that was they had to pay a fine. They had to pay a lot of folks off. And it pretty much, with the SEC involvement, gutted the business. They went from worth $9 billion down to nothing. And they resolved a lot of the financial issues, if not most all of them, through the SEC issue. And then after that got wrapped up, then the Department of Justice comes in, and now they go after her criminally.
That's no fault.
And this is tough, because if they make any statements as part of the SEC investigation, they make any payouts, anything that they do as part of that, well, now the government's going to try to use that as evidence of their guilt to prove the criminal case. It's similar to me to kind of a Cosby-type situation, where you think you're resolving it in one arena, and then once you've got it resolved civilly, now they come back and try to use your involvement in the civil resolution to prosecute you criminally. So it gets to be a little bit tough, but that's what she's facing now. She's had criminal charges she's been facing since a grand jury indictment. It's been pending, 2 years, delayed because of the pandemic and the birth of a child and things like that.
Her and her partner. She's got a partner also.
She's actually married. She's married to the guy that is the Evans Hotel guy.
That's right. That's right.
Right. But I mean, her original partner.
He's also facing criminal charges.
Right. But here's the thing that's interesting. So this is what her quote from her, and then Cal, I want you to comment real quick.
Yeah.
So a quote from her when this is all came down from the Wall Street Journal that basically says, saying all these things. It's not what she says it is, and she's exaggerating claims, if not telling the truth, is what kind of generally it talked about. Not specifically, so don't quote me, but she said, a quote, which is kind of right. She said, this is what happens when you work to change things. First they think you're crazy, then they fight you, and then all of a sudden you change the world. Well, and that's why she loves Steve Jobs so much, because the guy has changed the world, right? And so has, to tell you the truth, Microsoft, all that, that's changed the world. So we're not on her side, but we're at Radio Law Talk. We want to lay out both sides, because all you hear is how bad she is and she's an evil person, but you know what? If it isn't for people that are out there trying to invest and build businesses, whatever they're building, a lot of times takes a long time. Now, don't get me wrong. You better be careful when you're accepting money, Todd. And I agree with you. I agree with you. The minute you're taking money, you're going to be scrutinized more.
Absolutely.
Cal, take us out.
Things I was going to mention. One is, of course, you're right. The point is that product better start working. And the government now all of a sudden knows her name. And look, what they say in the Army. The worst thing that can happen to you in the military is for the command structure to learn your name, because they're on you all the time.
Right.
And so now she has investigators who know her name, and they're turning over every rock and every piece of paper. And, if the product works, shame on them. If it doesn't, shame on her. That's all
right.
I can say.
Yeah. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here. So don't go away. Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all. Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go.
Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So Elizabeth Holmes' trial is starting now, and now we're going to talk about some of the arguments. So what happened is the government got involved, and there was a federal grand jury that was sequestered. And they now a grand jury, just so you know, hears evidence of only one side. They don't hear – the defense doesn't get to argue their case. It's so the fact they say, oh, the grand jury went ahead and said they – they don't indict them, but they say there's enough evidence there to go to trial. But defense doesn't get to argue, so don't play into that at all. And that's one. That's the negative thing I've always thought about a grand jury. To me, just shakes my head, going. And I get it. It's to say if there's enough just to get this case going, right? But but people look at it nowadays with how fast information flies. Oh, look, the grand jury already said she needs to go to trial. But no, the grand jury only heard one side.
I mean, I can't remember who it was, but there was a famous quote that said, "You from a grand jury, you could indict a ham sandwich, depending on how things are." It's, when matters go before the grand jury, there's no defense there mounting an entire defense like a jury is weighing the prosecution evidence versus the defense evidence. It's just the prosecutor presenting this evidence so the grand jury can make this determination.
Whether or not there's a prima facie case, right? Isn't that really what it's underlying? Do you meet all the elements?
It's very similar to in a criminal case when a judge conducts a preliminary hearing. Do we have the basic evidence? Is there enough evidence I'd like to describe it this way. Is there enough evidence here so that if we went to trial, we wouldn't be absolutely wasting our time? Because after doing all this, we find out there was one piece that you needed and it wasn't there. And we could have figured that out like 5 months ago.
Are all the elements there? But in a prelim, the defense lawyer's there.
In a prelim, the defense lawyer is there. But again, all I'm saying is the grand jury is there essentially making the same inquiry that a judge would make at a prelim.
Right.
And but there were issues with the grand jury.
That's one that I thought was most interesting. Because it happened in a pandemic, the grand jury was not selected from just like a cross-section and arbitrarily selected and, you know, all that. They were actually picked out. And so now she's part of her appeal, if you will be whether or not the grand jury was selected in the manner that it was supposed to be selected, or was the jurors improperly selected. And I find that to be an interesting argument. I want to know what happens with that.
So here's my thought on that. And I know that the prosecution is coming back, and they're asking the court to not adhere to that argument, not toss the case, because essentially the defense is imputing suspicious or wrongful activity, or that the grand jury acted improperly in looking at the case and reviewing the evidence without any evidence whatsoever. They're just imputing that based upon a change in the circumstances by which the grand jury was selected to begin with because of complications due to the pandemic. And I get both of those arguments. If I'm the prosecution, and this goes back to a comment that I've made in a lot of the cases that we have covered, she's not going anywhere, right? She's not going anywhere. You pretty much know where you can find her. She's got no money. And so the thought here is, well, what's the rush? Why not? Why couldn't we have waited until we get a properly selected grand jury and then go ahead and seek the indictment on a case this big? And we remove that out of the purview. The only issue being, what if the statute of limitations is going to run? But it's usually a 3-4 year statute of limitations. They're probably well within that. The idea gets back to this. You have to be careful as a prosecutor winning on too many issues that might come back to haunt you on appeal if an appellate panel says, yeah, that was an issue, because if you get too close to that line and your case does not pass scrutiny on appeal, you're back to square one with no conviction. You got to start all over again.
Exactly. And I think she's raised that in this matter too early. I think she's actually raised that issue too early, because this isn't for the trial court to decide that issue. It's an appeal issue, and it will be at the end of the case and not right now in the beginning.
With one exception, and that is they want to make sure that they raise the issue. Because
if
you don't raise an issue at all in your trial, and then have the trial judge overrule you, say that's not an issue and move on, you can't raise it for the first time on appeal.
Right.
So they had to raise it, probably knew they weren't going to win on it, but now it's out there and appellate attorneys will have something to work with.
So the prosecutors have already, you know, laid out their hand, and they have proposed 280 witnesses. I mean, repeat that. They've listed 280 different witnesses that they may be bringing in. Is that cumulative problem? I would think yes. But don't forget, her COO of the company is also being prosecuted. His name is Ramesh Sunny Bolani. He's also bringing in, they've all pled not guilty. But she's going to argue a couple of things, and this is what we've discussed. First of all, she's going to argue a mental disease. And what the mental disease is that this Sunny, her buddy, basically, manipulated her without getting into detail, but
they had a romantic relationship in addition to the business relationship going on.
Yeah. Verbally disparaged her. You know, he withdrew his affection of her, controlled what she ate, how she dressed, how much money she could spend, et cetera, et cetera. Denise brought up, and again, we are not saying what to do. We're just arguing both sides, especially defense. What do you do as a defense lawyer for Elizabeth Holmes? And we brought some very interesting things. Denise I think, you know, has a great perspective as a woman attorney, and I think you kind of nailed it when you mentioned a couple of things as we discussed. Look, I'm a woman in a man's world here coming into this tech company, and I'm disrupting things. And there's no doubt. And you're saying this is what she should focus on instead of the issue of the boyfriend or
Being abused by the boyfriend and being manipulated by the boyfriend. That makes her look extremely weak. And I don't think that that's the face that she showed. And I don't think that that's going to be an adequate defense.
What's the one you like is that we discussed is, look, technology is always evolving. You know, this op-ed or whatever came out from the Washington Post and damaged us so we couldn't finish what we're doing. How many times, and again, we're not on her side, we're arguing as if we're the defense. How many times have companies come out and screwed up at the very beginning and whatever their technology is, and it's gone through 100 transitions before it's right?
I'll tell you another reason why I think that what might be a good reason for why they're going with this, everything you mentioned, and the other guy was the heavy and what have you. And it's for this reason. If you're going into a trial, now you always want to have the positive game face on. We're going to put on the best defense. We're going to do whatever. But sometimes you can look at the evidence and you know what? Conviction is very likely here. If you look at a case and you know conviction is very likely, but you're still going to take it to trial, oftentimes a lot of the evidence that you're putting on is not really for the jury on the thumbs up, thumbs down guilty. It's for the judge who's going to impose sentence. Because in court, I mean, this has a 20-year max is what she's looking at if she got maxed out. But the court's going to look at a lot of things. For example, was she a prevalent player? Was she the mastermind in a scheme, or was she a puppet? Somebody else was pulling the strings. Who was the heavy? What was the extent of your involvement? How many people got paid back because of all of this stuff? Are you still living this lavish lifestyle, even though everybody else has lost their fortunes and what have you? And the more she can get evidence in that somebody else was the mastermind, she was the victim, that is used and aimed more towards sentencing. And boy, it's great if you can get a juror to buy off on it, but it's really aimed at the judge for sentencing to get the lowest sentence possible.
This is exciting news. Well, we're going to end this, and hour three, we've got a lot of things to talk about. We're getting into R. Kelly. McDonald's is having some issues. Nirvana's being sued. ABC News has got lawsuits coming against them. We've got all kinds of things to talk about hour three, so hang on. Keep with us. We really enjoy talking to you about the latest topics. We'll be right back.
More Radio Law Talk coming up. Hour number three is coming up here in just a little bit, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.